You're listening to SBS News.
Even in the depths of winter, a cold room is a butcher's happy place. It's also vital to running a business, and Daniel Sara is worried about the risk that his could be switched off.
Blackouts are really scary, you know, because you can't have a cabinet of meat just off. You know, we couldn't even turn it off for 5 minutes now while filming. So imagine a few hours, that'd just wipe it out completely.
But that's exactly what was dangerously close to occurring on Monday night. And it could happen again with Australia's electricity system in distress. The regulator has put a price cap of $300 per megawatt hour in place across large parts of the country, because soaring wholesale electricity prices have breached a threshold that prompted some generators to revise their market availability. It's led to the regulator to warn of power supply reserve shortfalls, suppliers being squeezed by international factors, a cold snap, and coal-fired power stations being sent offline. Experts like Tony Wood from the Grattan Institute say it's a series of unfortunate events, but not all were unforeseeable.
If we'd been on our journey towards lower emissions much earlier, and you could go right back to even when John Howard was Prime Minister, we would be further down that track by now, and we would not probably be in quite the same position as we are today. However, that wouldn't have avoided the Ukraine war. It wouldn't have avoided the idea that we probably still would have had several of the coal-fired power stations in the market, and we would have had the problems we're seeing today.
But the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is laying the blame squarely at the feet of nearly a decade of coalition leadership.
The consequences of the former government's failure to put in place an energy policy is being felt right now.
In the short term, experts say getting the coal plants back online as soon as possible is imperative, and leaders could pressure gas producers to send more of their supplies to the domestic market. Sarah McNamara is from the Australian Energy Council.
Some of the issues at play will resolve themselves in the coming weeks, but we are still going to see upward pressure on prices for the foreseeable future.
The federal government could also pull the so-called gas trigger, that is supposed to give the Commonwealth the power to order companies to hand over supplies. Labor is reviewing it, but under existing provisions, any change will be delayed until January. And these circumstances are prompting the opposition's Dan Tehan to question the decision to hold off parliamentary sittings for another 6 weeks.
This is the type of thing and the type of questions that we should be able to put to the government when the parliament's sitting, but we won't be able to do it until the end of July. Why?
And Energy Minister Chris Bowen has hit back.
One thing this government won't do is engage in knee-jerk ad hoc reactions. That's what the last government did. Situation remains tight, but also remains under very active management.
For now, households and businesses are being asked to conserve power where they can and brace for the bill to come. Brooke Young, SBS News.